Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I'm your Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Lynn Marzulli, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in America.
I can't hear a thing he's saying.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, Lynn.
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Yes, I was just introducing Lynn Marzulli to our listeners. And he's an ordained minister, but he spends full time now trying to educate people about the amazing things that are taking place today. We carry his book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, and it's vitally important that you understand there is a supernatural element to much of what's going on today. Now, we see what's happening economically to our country. Certainly, the housing market is not improving. For homes continue losing value and will continue losing value. And, of course, when that's happening, how could you possibly have a recovery? The large banks are sitting on about $3 trillion. Why? Because, of course, there are six major banks in America that control about 60% of all the banking assets. They're the ones who own the Federal Reserve Board. They're in on the scam. They're sitting on $3 trillion. They're not lending it here in America. Oh, they're lending it in Brazil and China, everywhere else in the world. But they want to constrict our economy. This is all contrived, ladies and gentlemen. The corporations, the major corporations, are sitting on about $2 trillion. And, of course, those are the CFR corporations, tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness. And by not investing the money in the United States, they constrict our economy. We know very well that certainly we have a massive debt. It's growing much larger. It's somewhere between $600 trillion and $100 trillion. We certainly see what's happening with employment. And contrary to what you're being told, employment is really not improving. If you look at this U6 unemployment, even by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, figures, it's over 16%, but if you take out the birth-death ratio, it's running 22% of people who are either not employed, have given up looking for work, or are underemployed, or simply can't find work under any circumstances. We see the rising price of oil, and it's going up. We see the rising price of commodities throughout the world. America is in real trouble. And contrary to everything you've heard, why the GDP is not going up. The GDP is actually negative because they're giving phony figures on inflation. The inflation rate's 10%, and the government's simply lying to us. America is moving into the second leg of the Great Depression, and this will make the first leg look like child's play. Well, Lynn, why don't you pick up the story from there? Because, of course, you're looking at this thing, the big picture, and the spiritual aspect of what's going on. Go right ahead.
Well, first of all, Dr. Stan, as always, you're looking at this thing. Have me back on the show again. Having a little trouble hearing you. I've got two phones in my one on either side of my head, and I'm able to get most of what you're saying here. I'm not sure why the volume is
low. I think it's probably
got
to be our producer. Maybe he can turn up your volume a little bit. Go ahead.
That'd be great. We'd certainly appreciate that. You know, what you outlined is essentially the demise of the United States as we know it. A country cannot survive with the trillions of dollars in debt, which we're burdened under, and of course that figure is rising. Just this morning, the dollar sank the lowest it's been, I think, in 18 months against the Swiss franc. And, you know, those in the know are looking at the dollar, realizing that this whole thing is going to crash at some point. It is going to tank. It's already, S&P last week, Standard & Poor's, gave us a bad credit rating, first time that's ever happened. And when we look at what's going on with Greece and Ireland, Spain, Portugal, and other countries, the United States isn't far behind. And, of course, where the people here, for the most part, are fed, you know, bread and circus. What I mean by that is the nonsense of the royal wedding, of course, which is a great distraction, American Idol. And I have nothing against any of these things, but what they're used from the media is to keep people away from actually looking at the dangerous times, the unprecedented times in which we're living in. And, you know, those out there who are listening may call me a doom and gloomer, but the handwriting, as it were, is on the wall. This thing is going to tank. Gold is at an all-time high. Silver, again, is at an all-time high. And it's the people in the know have already pretty much backed away from the dollar and invested either in gold and silver or other commodities because they realize that it's just paper money. And when the dollar tanks, you're holding a bunch of paper, which is not backed up by any gold currency or anything because Nixon took us off the gold standard in the 70s. So here we are. George Soros said something, which I blogged about several months ago, when he came out and said it. And he's sort of got a big mouth sometimes, and he says things he shouldn't say. But he talked about the systematic dismantling of the U.S. dollar. I mean, what kind of a person would even think of something like that, unless, of course, from a supernatural, spiritual viewpoint, standpoint, they're going to create some sort of a one-world government. And we're warned of this in the book of Revelation, that in the latter days, in the end times, there will be a global one-world government, and, of course, a global one-world religious system. And these are just the signs that we're looking at. They continue unabated. For the most part, Americans are beginning to wake up a little bit. I'm sure the listeners in this show, you know, are well apprised of the situation. But most people are clueless, especially the youngsters in their 20s or even early 30s. They don't have a clue as to what's going on. They know something's wrong, but they can't put their finger on it. They've been dumbed down through our education system, been taught evolution since junior high school. And so there really is no God. People today know more about the prophecies of Nostradamus and the Mayan calendar than they do about real biblical prophecy. And there lies the disparity between worldviews. And, of course, believing in biblical prophecy, the more I study it, the more I see it, the more I watch it unfold right in front of my eyes, specifically what's going to happen in the Middle East in the not-too-distant future, I'm just amazed. Because the God of the Bible is 100% accurate 100% of the time. And he's written these things to warn us of the times that we are living in. So when we see these things, wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, certainly the global financial meltdown which we're looking at, the fires in Texas right now which are raging unabated, the superstorm gathering in the central part of the United States, already 60 people missing. And on it goes on a global level, folks. There doesn't seem to be any let up. When we see these things, look up, because these are the signs, the birth pangs of his coming.
Hold on, we'll be back here in just a moment with Lynn Marzulli right here at the American Pizza.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Lynn Marzulli. We're talking about the dire straits that we're finding ourselves in, the unusual pattern of weather changes, the unusual pattern and the increase in the incidents of earthquakes and volcanic eruptions taking place throughout the world. The shift of the position of the North Pole is taking place. But one of the most amazing things that we're seeing now are the massive floods all across the world, which are going to influence, of course, the availability of food. And it may well be that within a very short period of time, we'll see even more loss of food. Right now, of course, the rapid increase in the price of food, food inflation is responsible for the food riots that led to the toppling, at least in part, of the governments in both Egypt and Tunisia. Of course, our government, our intelligence agencies are behind all of this, but it all works in concert because you must understand there is an occult element within our central intelligence agencies. They're the ones who helped the Nazis escape from Germany with a rat line after the Second World War. Most Americans have never heard of the rat line, or the fact that almost 50,000 of the most vicious Nazis were allowed to escape to South America. Martin Bormann, Adolf Eichmann, Mengele, Klaus Barbie, and 50,000. And, of course, they were helped by our CIA. Many were brought to the United States with the under Operation Paperclip. Fortunately, you have the Internet. You can check it out and find if it's true. And if it's true, why have the American people never been told? There is an occult element. Our intelligence agencies have the ability to modify the weather, even to create earthquakes. We don't know what's going on. It's all top secret. But, of course, what is God doing? What are the intelligence agencies doing with the amazing scientific technology that they have at their disposal? You go right ahead, Lynn.
Well, I want to get into that a little bit. You know, you mentioned Mengele and Operation Paperclip and what was going on in the Third Reich. And what a friend of mine, and I consider a colleague, his name is Russ Dizdar, the author of The Black Awakening. Russ was a pastor for 30 years. And he's now doing this ministry that he's doing basically full time. I met him, and we've spoken together at about six different conferences in the last few years.
Is that Russ Dizdar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
And Russ has written a book called The Black Awakening, The Rise of the Satanic Super Soldiers. And what's alarming is that much of the church looks at this and then just turns the other way and figures that, well, you know, Russ is, you know, an alarmist and he's sort of over the top. And he's treated sort of the same way I am with the whole UFO alien deception, the coming great deception, which I believe is we're very close to that. But I digress. But what's interesting is we've got two shooters that happened in the United States here fairly recently. One, the VTEC shooter, which shot and killed in cold blood. Over 33 people, I think, 32 people, something like that. And then we had the Arizona shooter, Loeffner, the accused assassin there, who killed six and wounded 13. He was reloading, and that's when he was tackled. He had other clips. In other words, he was not done with his killing spree. And similarly to the VTEC shooter, he more than likely would have turned the gun on himself and committed suicide after completing his task. Now, what's interesting about this is we look at these things. Most people look at these things and we're horrified by them. Well, on my blog, lamarzulli.wordpress.com, you have to scroll down because it's last week. It's dated April 18th. I think it was Monday of last week. And I have a shot of Loeffner, and you look at that face and that arrogant smile, and especially the eyes. And in my opinion, Dr. Stan, what we're looking at is the face of a demoniac. Now, this man, I believe, was programmed to be what Russ Disdrow would call a satanic super soldier. And I realize that that sounds bizarre to most people. But most people have not done the homework and read Russ's book and done just a modicum of research into what happened after what happened in the death camps at World War II, what the Nazis discovered, how they were able to split the core of a person and create what we would call demonically enhanced altars. What's interesting about this, and this seems to be the smoking gun, that there was a newspaper article that came out, and of course Russ forwarded this to me. And I know from reading Russ's book and hearing him at six different conferences that there is a phrase that he hears over and over again in his work, and it is this: we are the ones you have been waiting for. We are the chosen ones. I'll say it again. We are the ones you have been waiting for. We are the chosen ones. And what these people believe is that they have been handpicked. They are chosen by the legions of darkness to create complete and utter chaos at some point in the not-too-distant future. And what's alarming about this is there was a man who more than likely is an altar himself. We don't know that yet. But he was arrested at the site of the killing in Arizona over the weekend of April 15th, 16th, right around in that time. And he was found sitting in a meditative position chanting, "We are the ones you have been waiting for. We are the chosen ones."
Now, this was not Loeffner.
I'm sorry, what, Dr. Stan?
This was not Loeffner.
This was not Loeffner. This was a man by the name of Brian Hewlett, who teaches at the same college where Jared Lee Loeffner went to school. And in fact, Loeffner apparently was in one of his classes. So what we see is this guy's in a yoga position, and he was taken into custody, of course, but he's chanting, "We are the chosen ones. We are the ones you have been waiting for." If this isn't like a smoking gun, in my opinion, others may disagree, that's fine. This is, to me, a smoking gun that this whole thing was deliberate, that Loeffner was triggered, and the results, of course, were incredibly grisly. And if Dizdar is correct, and I believe he may be, the more I study where Russ is coming from, you see, what people don't get, we're told in the latter days, that Satan will come with all signs of lying wonders. And most of us have a very truncated view of that, and we limit what the enemy can do. Now, of course, the God we serve is certainly much, much greater and much more powerful. It's not really a match. But what people don't understand is when we take the scriptures that are in our book, in our Bible, in the guidebook of the supernatural, as I prefer to call it, and we run them together, Satan comes with all signs and lying wonders. Unless those days were shortened, no flesh would survive. Even the elect would be deceived. Men faint from fear from what is coming on the earth. We take all those together, and it begins to paint a very grim tapestry. When Yeshua, Jesus, tells us that when you see wars, rumors of wars, famines and pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places and troubles and times, look up. These are the birth pangs. I'm coming. And so we're warned. It's there to warn us of these times. Well, we know that the enemy, the fallen one, Satan, the dragon, has been planning this mystery secret of lawlessness, has been working literally for over thousands of years, and it's got an end game. And what we're seeing is the rise of these satanically enhanced, demonized people, like I believe Loeffner was, in my opinion. I think Loeffner is what I would consider a satanic super soldier. And, you know, he just blew away six people in cold blood. And when you look at the face, this is the mugshot, there is absolutely zero remorse, zero remorse. In fact, he's proud of what he has done. He almost accomplished his mission. He wanted to kill more people. And this is what I think we're going to look at. Can you imagine? And I'll end this little section by saying this, Dr. Stan. Russ believes that there are millions of these super soldiers planted throughout America. These came in, again, through Operation Paperclip, through the work of Mengele, and on it goes. And they started showing up in the psych wars like 30 years ago. Well, that was the first generation. Russ believes now we're in second, third generation, and he believes there are, literally there are millions. Let's reduce that figure. Let's really pare it down. Let's just say there's only 1,000 of these guys out there. Can you imagine if they're triggered simultaneously, the chaos that we'd have in this country? Of course, Dizdar believes that there's more than that. But when we look at the facts of the VTech shooter, we look at the facts of Loeffner, it is, in my opinion, the face of evil. It is the satanic, the demonic manifesting openly in our society. People need to wake up and understand the times that we're living in.
I agree with you totally. We are facing terrible, terrible times in America, and the average individual has no concept of what lies ahead. And the fact that there really is a supernatural element, and that many of our leaders tie into this same demonic force. And certainly it's there, it's not imaginary. This is why we are actually creating chaos throughout the world, toppling the governments in the Middle East in preparation for uniting them under the Muslim Brotherhood, which has been financed by the CIA and the MI6 going back to 1928. How do we know? We have a book called The Devil's Game, pointing out that, first of all, MI6, British Intelligence, financed the Muslim Brotherhood. Why would you finance a crazy organization like this, dedicated to this radical form of Islam and promoting this radical form of Islam? Why you're creating the best enemy money could buy? And, of course, the book gives you the idea we created a Frankenstein that's turned against us. I don't believe that for a minute. We created a Frankenstein, and the Frankenstein doing just exactly what we want. We need an enemy. And I fear very much, of course, we are moving towards a war with the Islamic world, and all of the Islamic world will be united under the Muslim Brotherhood when the dust settles over there in the Near East, and now we can have another terrible and horrible and bloody war. And since, of course, we've armed the Pakistanis with their nuclear weapons, why, perhaps there will even be a nuclear component to this war. But people don't understand there is organized evil in the world today. Well, what are some of the other things that you note, Lynn?
Well, there's a really interesting, you know, this goes back to the ET thing. And again, people aren't aware, but there is a movement with some very bright people, people with letters after their name, like yourself, Dr. Stan. I mean, these are not, you know, people with fourth grade educations living off in some trailer someplace in the middle of nowhere. These are highly educated people that have studied the so-called ET phenomena. And they have formed what is called the exopolitic movement. And they are in pretty much every country in the world. There's a branch of the exopolitic movement. These people are awaiting disclosure. Here are some quotes from what these people say. And there's a clip, again, on my blog, there's a clip, it's a 10-minute clip you can go to and watch what these people talk about, disclosure. And these are some memorable quotes. What is the truth behind extraterrestrial life? A formal acknowledgement of the extraterrestrial presence. The formal announcements by the governments of the world that we are not alone. The minute they release free energy, which is basically the propulsion system that is used to drive their ships, there will be an abundance of water and much more food production and anti-gravity. It will be the biggest paradigm shift. It will change our awareness about everything. We will examine our own structures, our religious structures. Now, these are different quotes from different people who came on that little 10-minute video. They're all involved in the exopolitic movement. They are completely sold out to full disclosure of the so-called extraterrestrial presence. And again, I believe, as I've written in the book, which you carry, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, that when the Middle East war happens and the nukes are triggered at some point, it will create the greatest collective fear that humanity has ever known. What better time to have our saviors come in the form of ET? And that's truly what I believe. I realize it sounds incredibly far out, but then when you do a little bit of homework and you scratch beneath the surface, Dr. Stan, you see that there's a whole movement of PhDs and professors and scientists and from all walks of life that have formed what is called the exopolitic movement, that are calling for full disclosure. In other words, they embrace ET. They're all ready for it. As one gentleman says, they will have technology that will change everything, and that's, of course, what I believe that they will. have that technology which will change everything. And we will rush to them and greet them as our saviors. The religions of the world will crumble. Christianity, it will cause this great falling away that we are warned about in 2 Thessalonians. Why do you think it's there? Why do you think that word is apostasia, which we get apostasy? It is a great falling away. I outline this and talk about it ad nauseum in the blog, and of course it's in Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. But what,
course,
event,
the ETs
would change everything?
Are not really extraterrestrials, they're demonic beings, isn't that right?
What was that again, Dr. Stan?
The ETs are not extraterrestrial. They are demonic manifestations.
Yeah, these are not friendly from the planet.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Lynn Marzulli. And before we go on, Lynn, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website and get your information.
Well, the best place is to, of course, the internet, which is www.lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net, and there's all sorts of resources that you can appraise yourself of, and just take it from there. I blog 6 days a week, Dr. Stan, lamarzulli.wordpress.com, and I'll announce it here for the first time. We're about to go with a video, 10-minute video update, which will be linked probably on Vimeo, on a daily basis. The blog is great. The blog is the written word. But there's so much to talk about, and the times we're living in are unprecedented. So we're getting set up for a 10-minute daily update, which will be on video. And we're actually working on that as we speak.
Very good. You go right ahead.
There's a video that, of course, I linked on the blog. You'd have to scroll down a little bit to find it, but most people are not aware of what's happening in the pop music world. I mean, this is, you know, the teenagers and the 20-year-olds are very heavily involved, and I know my daughter, who is 20, knows everything, can quote entire lyrics of songs, but when it comes to Bible verses, she's hard-pressed, but once again, I digress, unfortunately. But what's interesting is there's a woman out there by the name of Katy Perry. She at one time was a Christian singer-songwriter, and she's gone to the dark side. I say that sort of tongue-in-cheek. But there's a video, very disturbing video, that she has out with a song. And the song is about aliens and about being abducted and want to feel your poison, getting ready for abduction. Just it goes on and on and on, and it's really it's a duet with this guy called Kanye West, who basically, why he's even in the video is sort of mysterious and mind-boggling. He really does nothing but it's just gutter mouth talk is really what he does. He's rapping this gutter stuff, and it's just ridiculous. But the thing is, the reason why I bring this up, Dr. Stan, it's got. On YouTube, it's gotten, I think, well over 60 million. That's 60 million, 60 million hits. Your kids and your grandkids know all about Katy Perry and know all about this video. Now, what's alarming about it, something like this 30 years ago never would have existed. We see an alien floating in space. Kanye West starts with the rap. Then we see this typical gray alien in these robes in space, and the alien is singing. The words to the song. You gotta watch it a couple of times to catch everything that's going on through it. But the alien's mouthing the words to the song, and then the alien morphs into the Katy Perry character with this headdress, and she's all in these robes, and she's talking, you know, an alien, ready for abduction, want to feel your poison, and on it goes. Well, at the end of the video, she's now on planet Earth, and there's something, what appears to be planet Earth, and there's some cataclysmic event which has happened, and there's this protective, like, robotic shell around a person, and she goes over and she lays hands on it, and the thing opens up and this man comes out, and then the cutaway of the picture is she's not human. As the robes fall off of her, we see that she is actually, from Greek mythology, she is a faun, not a centaur. A centaur is four hoofs. She only has two hoofs. She's a faun. In other words, from the waist up, she's human, but from the waist down, she's got the body of the hindquarters of a deer, a fawn. And, I mean, this is alarming. You know, people will laugh at that and say, oh, it's L.A. Marzulli, you're just getting a little too overboard here. Well, I'm really not, folks, because, you see, what's happening here is the line is blurred between what is human and what is not human. And videos make an impression. And unless there's something that's countering that video, people just sort of accept it and go along with it, just like Avatar and District 9. You see, it's happening right under our noses, Dr. Stan. It's happening right under our noses, and yet the church is asleep. Most people are asleep. They don't understand what their kids are looking at, what their grandkids are looking at. And, you know, you throw Harry Potter stuff in the mix and all the other nonsense that's out there, like V on the television series, and we are in unprecedented times, and it's deliberate. It is, in my opinion, Dr. Stan, it is completely, this video from Katy Perry is absolutely deliberate. They know what they're doing. They know what they're trying to say. And it's promulgating the acceptance of E.T., the acceptance of E.T. Remember, we talked about before the break, the exopolitic movement. Now, these guys are not creating rock videos. They're not pop stars. They're very serious scientists, journalists, researchers, what have you, that are looking at this, that E.T. and saying, hey, we're embracing this. We want full disclosure. And, of course, as we said right before the break, this is not E.T. This is the coming great deception that we are warned of. These are demonic entities posing as extraterrestrials. And it's alarming where we're headed, in my opinion.
I agree with you totally. And most people are totally naive about the spirit. spiritual forces are behind the political forces and behind the media that we that shape our reality, and of course are really so much of what we believe today. We're distracted from the important things, and we are constantly being fed various television stories about another dimension or people from another planet or all of this recurrent theme, whether it be Fringe or The Event. They are all shaping our what we believe, and of course they are all a lie. Well, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524, 1-877-254-7524, if you have a question or comment for our guest, Lynn Marzulli. But there is another dimension. There are supernatural forces there, and they are influencing the political process here in the United States. And we actually have the writings of the occultists, the Luciferians, and I'm speaking specifically of Corrine McLaughlin, who writes about how they were praying for years, that not just for a few months, but for years, that Barack Obama would become the next president of the United States. This is not imaginary. This is really very real. These people are deadly, deadly serious. Well, Lynn, what's going to happen next? Do you think that we're going to have
On my calendar, and I'm doing a little bit more research into this. Apparently, this is we know that when Mubarak was ousted in Egypt, a very radical imam who had been barred from preaching in Tahrir Square in Egypt, in Cairo specifically, got together, and there's about 1.5 million people that attended that. That's a conservative estimate. Some people put it at 2 million. But around a million point five, gathered in Tahrir Square, saying and chanting, "To Jerusalem we go, martyrs in the millions." Apparently, there is a movement across the Arab world to march into Israel from all directions on May 15th, over the weekend of May 14th, 15th, 16th, somewhere in that time period, and to take back Jerusalem. That's what the plan is. And the idea that if there are millions of people, what can the Israelis do to stop them? And it's actually, and see, all this is springing on the heels of these revolts. In other words, the people got together in Tahrir Square and they overthrew Mubarak. They overthrew the governments in Tunisia. Of course, we see Libya right now with the rebels are fighting, which begs the question: Where did this ragtag army of rebels get these sophisticated weapons?
Hold that thought. Hold the thought.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Lynn Marzulli, our number, 1-877-254-7524. If you have a question, 877-254-7524. But certainly Lynn is talking about the supernatural forces that are at work in our society today. The fact that there is a call for a massive march on Jerusalem next month. And, of course, both of the Israelis do. If there were a million people marching, would they simply just shoot them down? They would have no alternative. Think of the impact that this would have on Israel, upon the world. We're entering very, very uncertain times. And, of course, this whole Arab uprising is being engineered with American tax money and British tax money. We have the testimony, the statement before Parliament by Lord James on the 1st of November. You'll never read about it in the American media, but Lord James of Blackheath got up and talked about how he had been spending billions of dollars to the Irish Republican Army and the terrorists in North Africa. And he couldn't talk about that publicly because it was still going on. It was a nasty business. The terrorists in North Africa, those were his words. And, of course, very soon then we see the overthrow of the Tunisian government, of the Egyptian government. And who was providing the billions of dollars? Why, the Bank of England, the British counterpart of the Federal Reserve System, the privately owned Central Bank of England, which works in concert with the privately owned Central Bank of the United States in this whole world supernatural movement to bring about a one-world government, a one-world religion, and install the one-world ruler. Go right ahead, Lynn.
Well, it's interesting. Right before the break, you know, we were talking about this the skirmishes, this bloody civil war that's happening in Libya, and it begs the question, where did the rebels? It's just a simple question. Where are they getting their munitions from? You know, they have sophisticated rocket launchers, which are in the back of pickup trucks. Now, what do you think? It went down to the Five and Dime store in some city or something and purchased these things over the counter? Obviously, these are sophisticated weapons. Somebody is training them. Somebody's showing them how to use them. Somebody's bringing them into the country. Where does a bunch of ragtag rebels get this stuff? You see, it's the obvious question that no one's asking. And, you know, we're fighting for democracy. There will be no democracy in the Middle East. We all know that. Well, actually, we don't all know that. The press keeps telling us the freedom fighters and democracy. They don't want democracy. What they want is Sharia law. Islamic caliphate, a loose network of Islamic states, all in the sort of like Saudi Arabia or like Iran. And then we get into the schism between Sunni and Shia, which goes back 1,300 years. And Saudi Arabia purchased, I think, $70 billion worth of war weaponry from the United States because they are deathly afraid, being Sunnis, of the Iranian Shia regime and how the Iranians have their fingerprints all over the Middle East. And the Saudis know that, what the Iranians want, the Shia Muslims want, is control of the holy sites, Mecca and Medina. There was a map that was redrawn during the Bush administration, and Condoleezza Rice was responsible for sort of throwing that up. And what was interesting is Iraq, something that I said right before the invasion, Iraq was actually carved up into three separate countries, which was really interesting, I found. And then, of course, Saudi Arabia was still Saudi Arabia, but there was a new Islamic religious state. In other words, Mecca and Medina were in this area surrounding those those cities, the holy cities in Islam, were creating a new state was created, a new country was created around them. And what we see is Israel back to the 67 borders and on it goes. So what we're looking at with all this upheaval in the Middle East, it's interesting how they, who is they, have already drawn up the map of the new Middle East, and are we seeing this thing? Something else to consider, Dr. Stan, we're always talking about the supernatural. I believe that what we are looking at is a manifestation of the supernatural. Why is this general unrest, which is sweeping through the entire Middle East? I mean, it's affected everything, infected everything, I should say. Why now? And who triggered it? And, you know, we can say that, well, the CIA and all this stuff, and that's true. That certainly the CIA and MI6 and all these other covert organizations have their fingerprints and are aiding certain sides. I get that. But I believe what we're looking at is a supernatural trigger here, and with the end game being the destruction of Israel. That's where it will all go at some point, trying to destroy Israel. And remember, we're told in the guidebook of the supernatural, i.e. the Bible, that the destruction of Damascus will happen, that a group of confederacy of Arab nations will go up against Israel, and they will be soundly defeated, Psalm 83. And then, of course, in Ezekiel 38-39, we see another group of nations, which there's not an Arab in the bunch, as Chuck Missler likes to say, but they go up against the land of unwalled villages and are soundly defeated once again. They're decimated, literally. So what we're seeing are these three prophecies, Psalm 83, Ezekiel 38, and, of course, Isaiah 17, which have never yet been fulfilled. And I believe we are seeing the stage being set for all three of these prophecies to happen at some point in the near future.
Well, I think we live in very, very uncertain times. We certainly see the increasing tempo of violence in Syria, and the increasing tempo of violence in Yemen, and I think it's only a matter of time before both of those nations fall as well. People don't understand that the whole world as we know it is changing, and changing rapidly. There are increasing riots in China today. There are increasing riots all throughout the Arab world, and certainly there is increasing riots in Europe and Greece and Portugal, where the people are demanding, you know, that the government doesn't come back, cut back on services. But the trouble is, the government doesn't have any money for these services. They promise people benefits, socialist benefits. They simply don't have the money to provide. The world as we know it is being shaken to its very core. And we live comfortably here, worried about certainly the royal wedding and Lindsay Lohan, and you know, certainly the what's going to happen to Tiger Woods. Lynn, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. Appreciate it. Take care.
Bye-bye.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network, and we do carry a number of books written by Lynn Marzulli. His book, Policy, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, is a classic. Policy, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. We carry his books, the Nephilim Trilogy. We carry his book on the alien interviews, and this is actually interviews with PhDs and doctors and scientists who've talked to people who've been abducted. There's no question that this is happens. It's very real, but these are demonic beings. All of them have the same pattern. They talk against Christianity. They want to get all sorts of sexual material, ovum from women, semen from men, as if they're creating some new brand of human life, or apparently human life, mixed with the Christy alien background. And then, of course, we carry Lynn's excellent DVD on the Watchers. Going into the UFOs, of course, this is a demonic manifestation. Going into the cattle mutilations, and then an interview with a doctor who's actually removed the metallic implants from 16 people who've been abducted. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. This is not imaginary. It's real. And until you understand there's a supernatural element to everything going on, nothing makes sense. Again, the book, Policy, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, the three books, the Nephilim Trilogy, then the book on alien abductions, and the DVD, The Watchers, by Lynn Marzulli. All excellent sources of information. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. It will give you the background for understanding how all of this fits together. And then, of course, you need to see my talk on the Forbidden Secret and get the excellent syllabus that goes with that. My talk on the dark secret and the excellent syllabus that goes with that. The information is there. You need to get it. You need to help us get it out. We're moving into very dark times here in America, and the world we have known is simply not going to return. We're going to move from crisis to crisis, probably into a war. How soon? I do not know. But, of course, this obviously is the plan. This is why we're destabilizing the Middle East, and why American and British intelligence forces, backed by our government and by the Bank of England, are financing what's going on. This is why Lord James' statement before the House of Commons on the 1st November is so important. You can find it on the Internet, and if you can't find it on the Internet, just type in Lord James, Belfast Telegraph, finance terrorist. Lord James, finance terrorist, Belfast Telegraph. You'll get the verification of what we say, or we can even send you the notes, actually, from the House of Lords, where Lord James talks about giving billions of dollars to terrorists, including the terrorists in North Africa, all coming from the Bank of England. Why would the Bank of England be financing the terrorists in North Africa? because everything going on today is planned, is part of a supernatural plan, and the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve are part and parcel. There are spiritual forces in the world today. We're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. Dr. Stan, until tomorrow, our number 1-800-544-8927. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join them.